Verse 14 to 16. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Amen. Amen. As I said when I started, our sermon is entitled Pass It On. Let us all repeat that once more, like children. Pass it on. Pass it on. So, when I was meditating on this passage, I remembered all the good things, all the teachings that were taught to us when we were children. Many of them. I'm going just to recall one of them. And it happened, I think, 20 or 25 years ago. We were in our house, and my mother came with fish and bread. And I guess that you are getting now the topic of that day. She came and gave fish and bread, and we ate to our satisfaction. And all of us, we were happy because it was very tasty. And then she opened her Bible and told us that God is able to answer to all our needs, because he used 5 fish and 2 breads to answer to the need of 5,000 people. And it was a lesson of a lifetime. That was the first sermon that our mother had in our family 25 years ago. I can still recall it. You can see on the board, we changed a bit the verse. We changed the verse and we put the verse that says, train up a child when he's still young, and when he will be old, he will not depart from the word. So I think that was a very good example that my mother gave me. Together with that, I used to see my mother fasting. Every time we had a serious problem in the family, my mother was fasting. And now there came a time when I was finishing up my high school that I had a serious problem. Actually, I was studying in Kenya, and it happened that I had not gotten the school fees that I should pay in order to pass my examination. And then I started calling my parents who were in Congo. I told them, okay, you see, at this date, it was a certain 29th of November, we were supposed to have been paid all the necessary fees so that we might pass the examination. But it was not possible. They kept saying, okay, next month, next month, next month. And so came the month of November, and around the 15th or the 14th, my mother told me, okay, David, just chill up, you're going to pass the exam next year. And then I said, okay, mama, I understand, because I knew I could not give more pressure. And I just said, okay, I'm going to pray. Then I turned to God. I said, okay, God, I'm going to have 2 weeks of prayer. And then I just need money to pay my school fees. And then now when I started praying, because I was living in my uncle's house, when I started praying, I saw now people coming to request their debts to my father, to my uncle. Every morning, almost every morning, people are coming. I know you owe us this. Please pay us this. Please pay us. And then I would say, okay, here, we don't have any hope. But I kept praying. And then on that 29th of November, my uncle woke me up. It was the last day of the fasting. My uncle woke me up and said, okay, David, please go to school and pay your fees. And I was grateful. I said, hey, prayer works. Actually, it was a lesson that I learned from my mother, because she used to fast whenever she had a serious problem. And later on, when we were talked about fasting, I just realized something that looks like a bit like this image. The person who was teaching very well, but he was kind of putting order in the things that I had learned when I was a child. Actually, the things that I had learned when I was a child, my mother was doing them, I was seeing them. He was kind of putting now an order into them. And I'm grateful that I learned from my mother, but I was actually maybe I was polished by my teachers. So it is a very good thing to teach our children, and we are going to discover more about that during this sermon. When we come back to this text, maybe before we go to the text, why does the church ask us to talk about parents being light to their children? There are three reasons. Number one, in our church we have some parents who choose to depend on the Sunday school teachers for giving the Christian education to their children. That one is a very big mistake. I don't want to wait for the time when I will have to explain that, but the idea is that all the tools that God gave the father and the mother are not in the hands of the Sunday school teachers. So the father, the parents have gotten many tools that the Sunday school teachers will never get in order to educate your children. We are going to come back to it. The second thing is that last year we had very many teachings. I can recall on two. We had a seminar of 1 week when we were taught in this church that we should make of our families a discipleship place. And actually many people came and participated, and it was a very good time for all of us. But later on there came another training now on parenting. I think some of us can recall on them. Actually, personally, and most of the Sunday school teachers, when we were meditating on the coming back of from the COVID close-up, we understood that God was preparing us for that hard moment when he told us, okay, you should have the church in your family. So the third reason is that when we were during the close-up, many of the parents were complaining that they cannot teach to their children. So those are some of the main reasons why the church chose to give this sermon today. I hope that God is going to help me, is going to use me powerfully and efficiently to give what he has prepared for you. Now when we come back to the text of Matthew, there's a very huge context to it, but I want to pick two things from it. Number one, at this point of time, Jesus was being seen as an outstanding teacher. He had taught the Sermon on the Mount and it was perfect. And now everyone was seeing up to him to get more understanding and more learning. Actually, Jesus was an outstanding teacher, and he had caught the attention of the people. And at this particular point of time, I think we can link that to what we have in our families. I don't know whether when you look at your children of age 4 or 3, if you analyze the way the child looks at you, actually he's looking at a hero to him. He looks like, this guy is everything for me. And it's kind of the image that Jesus had towards his disciples. This guy was a very good teacher. Just imagine, the Sermon on the Mountain was a perfect sermon. I like it a lot. The other thing is that Jesus was somewhere, these guys were somewhere in between the lectures that Jesus was giving. And I think that we are kind of in the same way. We are not at the beginning and we are not at the end. So there might have been a feeling that we are not yet what this guy wants us to be. But Jesus comes in and says, you are the one I want you to be. You are already the light. So let us look at this text meditating on two things. Number one, let us meditate at the call that God has given us through this passage. And number two, we will meditate about the three things that we can do, picked from this passage, in order to transmit the light to our children. When you go back to the text, you will find six ideas that Jesus communicated. The first idea is that you as the light. The second idea is that you cannot be hidden. Amen? The third idea is that there was someone who ignited you, who put the light on you. The fourth idea is that you are strategically placed. The fifth idea is that let your light shine. Amen? And the sixth idea is that when you will do that, when you let your light shine, God will be glorified. Amen. So let us talk about the call to serve together with the Lord. You are the light. Not only Jesus. These guys were seeing Jesus as an outstanding teacher, but they were not figuring out that they were becoming lights. Amen? And I think those parents that are fearing to teach their children kind of have that kind of a fear where they think, okay, we are not yet ready. We do not yet have all the necessary words. And let me tell you a secret from the Sunday school teachers. It is that you do not have to have a perfect sermon to teach to a child. You do not have to have a sermon that goes to all the hard theological words in order to teach your child. When you are in the house, you just have to give your testimony. I thank God that He healed me. It is a very big lesson. When we teach children, what is most useful is just giving one idea per day. Just one idea. You don't have to give all of the theory on the thing that you are teaching about. Just give one idea and explain it very well. Jesus healed me. That is sufficient. Amen? You don't have to come and say, oh, the medication came in, the pastor went, and just give one idea. The second thing about you are the light, Jesus was passing on the light to the disciple. Amen? Amen? Jesus was passing on the light to the disciples. Now, when we see the passing on the light, I think that this is the most useful idea that we are going to get from this sermon. It is the fact that when we succeed in getting our children to the Lord, we have done the bigger part of their education. Amen? When you succeed to bring the child to the Lord, if we had time, I would have played with some children here the game that we all have played one day, when you put people on a line and you tell the person the word, and the person will pass the word to the other people till you get to the end. Most of the time you find that at the end the word has been changed. But the idea in this text is that you take that child, you take him to the source, so that the source might pass the word himself to the child. Amen? Take him to the child. Take him to the source. Take your child to Christ, so that Christ might communicate with him. This is very important. I mean, sitting on it. Because when, as parents, we get to do it, Jesus Christ takes over many things. And the sermons, the teachings, all the personal moments of the child, the personal moments that the child will be having in God's presence will be helpful for you as the parent to see your child grow in his personality and in his relationship with God. Pass the light to your child. Take the child to Christ. That is a very good thing. Number two is that you cannot be hidden. Look at your relationship with your child. It is indisputable. You are the father. Even if you don't want to be, when your child looks at you, he sees a hero. Remember all the good things that you have managed to teach to your child. Many even harder things than teaching about God. You have taught your child about, you have taught them English, you have taught them to speak, you have taught them respect, you have taught them how to wash their clothes. So you have taught them many things. You cannot underestimate the person you are in front of your child. You have taught them many things and you have been successful in doing that. So why not the word of the Lord? Look at all the opportunities that you have. The Sunday school teacher will not have them. When you eat with your child. When you speak, when you go to visit, you have the same family members. So all those big of family opportunities the Sunday school teacher will never have, you have them. So make use of them. And as I said before, you don't have to build up a very huge sermon to teach. Sometimes a family devotion might just be limited to just a prayer, the Lord's Prayer, and it is enough for children. Sometimes it just come, you can sing and you just read the word even without explaining. It is also enough. Just make sure you do something. Amen? Someone has ignited you. The Lord has done it. Remember all those prophets who came to the world. They gave the word to the world and they passed away. Remember all those that work that Jesus came to do, and he even died on the cross. Just recall all those pastors who came to your country, all those pastors who came and brought you the word of the Lord. Just remember all these good guys that have gone on this pulpit to teach you God's word, people from different countries, different nations. God has brought them to you so that he might prepare you to shine. Amen. Don't underestimate what you already have. As I said when we started, the disciples were not yet at the end of their training, and they were not at the beginning of their training. They were somewhere in between. And even as we are somewhere in between, let us make use of what we have, and God will be glorified with it. We are strategically placed. I think that I've talked much about it. I just want to recall us that we do not have to abdicate this responsibility, because we have done so many things. We have taught many things to our children, and they heard us. We taught the mother tongue. We are the one who chose the language that our children will be speaking, and they came to it. We taught them many complicated things. We taught them to walk, and they caught it. Many things that we have succeeded in doing to our children, I think that teaching the children the word of the Lord is not as hard as teaching to a child how to walk or to speak a whole language. You can do it. Tell your neighbor, you can do it. And finishing this point, I can say that you are the best person that can ever teach the word to your child. Amen? Look at all the love that you have given to your child. All the sacrifices that you have done. For some of us, they came from different countries to work here in order to support their families. It's a very big sacrifice that no Sunday school teacher can do to your child. So you are the one best person for your children. Amen? The one best person to teach God to this child. Because through you, God has given life and many other things to this child. Let your light shine. Why was it important for Jesus to use the word, let your light shine? Because as human beings, we can choose not to shine. And that's the issue in this verse. Let your light shine. As human beings, we can choose to abdicate. We can choose to run away. But the invitation today is for us to choose to shine. Amen? Are you resisting? Is there anything you have run away when God is calling us congratulations? Is there anything that you refused to give? Is there any word that you doubted to give to your children? Let your light shine. Amen. When you do that, God's glory is on the way. And we should understand that when the Bible says that God's glory is on the way, we should understand that God is somewhere in that job. God can delegate many other things, but His glory He cannot delegate. Amen? So when the word says, when Jesus says God's glory is behind that work, you should be assured of God's help and presence in your work as a parent to your children. Amen? And when God does that, it is kind of an assurance, a little bit similar to what all those entrepreneurs or big companies do when they give us their product. When Tecno gives us their telephone, they say, okay, you use this, you are going to communicate. And if you use your phone and you do not manage to communicate because Tecno did not do well his work, it is Tecno who is going to get ashamed, isn't it? But God has come and said, okay, I made you in such a way that you be the light to your children. So His glory is behind that word. If you do it, you will succeed. If you don't do it, you might not succeed. But God is very concerned that your success, more than you can think about it, He's very concerned on it, that He cannot afford to see His name be ashamed because He did not make the things correctly. So, we are very, very responsible. We are called today to let our light shine to our children. It will bring glory to God. So let me finish by saying three things that we might do in order to shine to our children that we pick from this verse. Number one, we see Jesus use a very simple image to teach a truth. He uses a light. It is a tool that is available everywhere. If you don't buy one, you will get one every morning. Isn't it? The sun will shine on you. He's using a very available tool. Those tools are available in your families, in your story, within the family story, everywhere that you can use to teach God's word to your children. And that one is, those tools also serve as very good reminders of God's word to children. And in Jesus' ministry, we see Him using many times good reminders. It was the other reminder is what we do when we take the Lord's Prayer. He said, okay, the Lord's Supper. We say, okay, we are being reminded of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So use reminders. And those reminders do not have to be expensive. They might be as cheap as the light. Amen? Number two, I think that Jesus was inspiring His disciples when He used the light, when He used very available things, but also when He was setting the example to them. So, in the end of your story, or when you are living, just be able to say, okay, I am this, you are also the one I am. You are also the light. I manage to work with God. You can also manage to do it. Amen? Jesus was inspiring His disciples, and we as parents are called to inspire our children with examples and also with lessons picked from very available tools that God has given us. The second thing is that Jesus was teaching to His disciples. And teachings are very important also to the children. When we see Jesus' lessons, we can get a lesson like the Sermon on the Mount where He just comes up with a sermon. We can get some teaching that come up when the disciples were asking questions. So don't miss that. Don't miss any time the child asks a question. It is the best moment to teach him about it. We also see Jesus teach his children through situations. So there I'm trying to fix some of the things that you might use to teach your children. When Jesus was coming, was trying to go to the other side of the lake with his disciple, and he happened to sleep, he used the situation to teach to his disciples. He taught them in parables. I think this is the best part for children. They like to hear stories. He taught them in parables, and it was an opportunity to teach to his children. And he used reminders the way we have just said. And I think that reminders we might not, there are so many in our environment. We can still use them. So if you are not comfortable with lessons, you can still found yourself on questions. You can still work with parables. You can still work with all other things that God is giving you. So don't let just one thing make you abdicate your responsibility of teaching your children. Amen. And we also see that at the end, Jesus was coaching this guy and said, okay, do this and you'll see God's glory. He was kind of coaching. He was kind of motivating. If you want to see God's glory, let your light shine. Actually, he was coaching, and our children also need to be coached in many things that they have to do when they will be living among us here in the world. So let me conclude by saying this. God is there to help us in this responsibility. Let me just pick something that we were discussing with children who have their parents away. Because we had some past month, we had a discussion with some of those children, and they came up with four ideas that were very useful. And that's where we could have read Deuteronomy, where the Bible tells us that we can still teach our children even when we are away, even on the road, even everywhere. Children said, okay, when our parents come back, they come with a lot of money, they just take us to restaurant and everything, but some of them, at least some do, but some of them do not forget to teach also the word. Amen. So the recommendation of the children was that when we come back, if we have done so many time away, let us come with a plan. Of course, the restaurant, the quality time is very useful for the family, but let us plan as well a time of teaching to the children. All those parents who live day by day with their children have too much time. We do not live every day with our children. We have so little time. So the little time, we are called to plan it very well. Plan it ahead and say, okay, this year I'm going to teach this and this to my children, this and this to this child, and this to that child. And you come back to him with a clear plan. It will help us use the small amount of time that we have with them. Number two, some children told us that their parents delegate. Amen? Their parents delegate the work to a family member or to the mother. That is also a recommendation from the children. And other children told us that even when dad or mom is away, they can still learn from what the parents have written on the walls, a little bit of what the church has done. When you write something on the wall, the child will still see it and be reminded of the word. That is also a tool that children taught us about. But above all those things, we still need to pray and put the educational work into the hands of the Lord. whether we are there or away, we need to pray and put our children in God's hand. And God is very available to help us. The second thing that I want to remind, and as I'm concluding, is that we need to pass the light to our children. That is the most important part of our education, of our Christian education. When we do it, we have succeeded in a very big deal. And the last thing is that we should not abdicate this responsibility. It is not as hard as we think about it, because God is there to help. Amen? So let us use the tools. Let us use the word that God has given us. Let us go to our children and shine. May the Lord bless His word. Amen.